Governor Deal declared state of emergency. What should we here in Georgia expect over the next 48-ish hours?
Yes, sir. We did just declare a state of emergency. The Emergency Operations Command has had conversations along those lines, and it's in response to the predictions from the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center, and also a direct reflection of the counties, 56 total, that have been placed in a tropical storm warning, and also some fringe counties that aren't necessarily directly in the path, but probably will see an impact, whether that's a high amount of rain. And in some areas, there are predictions that we may see as much as 6 inches of rain or more in the next within 24 hours, and even more than that, obviously, in the next 48 hours. So the other forms of severe weather, definitely some high winds, tropical storm winds are what are forecast currently, and that's in excess of 39 miles an hour. Very good likelihood, John, that we would see some tornadoes being kind of spawned out of this hurricane itself. And I say hurricane, right at this moment, it is a tropical storm, but again, the National Hurricane Center is predicting by the time it makes landfall in Florida later on this evening that they will be seeing hurricane force winds in excess of 79 miles an hour. So the storm is only moving at about 6 miles an hour right now, and that presents some other threats. It's generating a lot of energy right now off of the Gulf of Mexico, and all of that liquid will then be transferred inland as it kind of moves across land. So that's kind of the full synopsis of what we're seeing at the moment.
And obviously state and local officials are working together and preparing for what's going to happen later tonight, tomorrow, and perhaps in a part of Saturday?
Yes, we have had extensive conversations. We're communicating directly with a number of EMA directors and local officials all across the state of Georgia, and definitely in the specific impact area. We have spoken directly and specifically to the officials in Valdosta and Lowndes County, also over in Glynn County and the Brunswick-St. Simons area, and in addition to the Chatham County and the Savannah folks. The other impact that we have some concern about is some of the ports themselves and the impact of this storm on the ports. And additionally, the coastal counties, too. So we have the possibility, again, based on the National Weather Service predictions, of seeing storm surge from 1 to 3 feet. That's kind of based, again, on their predictions.
And some areas might need some evacuation shelters?
Yes, the shelters are something that we're in coordination directly with the Red Cross about. They are identifying areas that that would have need, and we have the possibility of creating some shelters also in some state parks as well. And I think one of the things that we have to do is make sure that thoroughfares are open and that the shelters themselves would be accessible. So those are, again, all things that we're working through as we speak.
All right. Well, it sounds like the northern part of the state, including Metro Atlanta, won't get the brunt that obviously parts of the southern half of the state are going to get. But for people that are in the southern half of the state, what should they do if they start getting nervous, or what should they do if things started getting harsh in their neighborhoods?
Sure. I actually would like to give two different responses to that, John. For the folks in the metro area that might have had plans to go south, they definitely need to reassess those plans and study what this weather looks like and what they might be. And I know folks may have had reservations for a long time to go to different parts of this impacted area, but they need to truly understand what they might be dealing with if they end up going south from Atlanta. So that's one thing, folks. I know it's a long Labor Day weekend, and I think that causes some concern, but before folks venture out, they definitely would want to stay weather aware. And that definitely coattails into the other part of your comment and your question. for those folks that are in the impacted area, I think first and foremost, you need to prepare. Right now, today, is the time to prepare. It may be the storms like this are a little bit insidious. It's moving so slowly, and it's going to move through some of the impacted areas overnight. And so it might not be completely obvious that the weather is going to get bad. And so the time to prepare is now. And how would you prepare? Ready Georgia, our Ready Georgia application from our agency is accessible. It has a number of lists of things that that folks can do, having things like water available for as much as 72 hours, having food available, and also having a communication plan. If by chance communication does go out in specific areas in South Georgia, having a way to communicate to let folks know that you're okay, or alternatively that you might need some help. All of those are things that we need to be considering now. And as that storm moves through, I think folks need to be able to communicate to folks if they have a specific need. Then that's what we're here for.
All right. Anything else we didn't go over? Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate you helping us get the message out. That's the key.
All right. Have a good weekend. Well,
okay.
Try to.
Yes, absolutely.
Have a busy weekend.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Have a good weekend, too. Thanks,
okay.
John. See you.
Bye.
Goodbye.